going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn will be on the 10 to 2 show today with Vinny Serrato. Good morning to you, Ed Norris.
Good morning, sir.
I was at a situation where I could watch both the baseball game as well as the NHL game with the Capitals. And, man, the Capitals went down 1-0 and act like they were a little ticked off about that.
Yeah.
You know, it was like the movie Great White Hype when Damon Wayans was the fighter guy and they, you know, was supposed to have a good fight. The guy started hitting him. He said, "Why are you showing me up in front of these people?" And he just commenced to whipping his ass. That's what it looked like yesterday.
Kind of what they did. They ended up winning 3-1 over the Canadians. Good for them, man. They're two zip in the series right now.
So, yeah.
They're looking good. They assume they're going to move on. And they should. They should be. I'm happy Montreal's in. I like the original six teams in the postseason, but the Caps should take this series pretty easily.
Yeah, they should. This is great that. In my opinion, you know, the Caps did they come out of nowhere this year?
Yeah, not kind of nowhere, but they did better than most people expected because, again, old. You know, they were getting old. I should change that. But, you know, didn't really kind of expect much. I thought they'd be kind of a middle-of-the-pack team, and they ended up having a great season. I mean, besides all the hype about Ovi, you know, breaking the goal-scoring record, you know, the Caps ended up with 51 wins. They had a really good year. They really did. I mean, the Jets ran away with the President's Trophy.
Right.
But they had a great season.
Yeah, they did have a great season. And they're just fun to watch also. So how'd you spend your Hump Day Wednesday?
Same way. I had both games on. I was going back and forth. I was watching the Caps. I was watching the Orioles. Basically, that was it. Stayed home last night.
Okay. Good night then. Very good night.
It was.
410-583-1057 is the number. I don't know if you guys are following this, but the NCAA is getting very, very interesting. Now, I use the word interesting because you can, whether you consider it to be good or bad, it's still interesting. Judge Claudia Wilkin said that she's all about the settlement to give to the athletes, but what she doesn't like is the NCAA proposing a roster limit. And she said if they fix the roster limit situation, she will go forth with the settlement. And I like what she said. She said, with the roster limit, you're threatening to cut some of the current student athletes from the team because you want to make the rosters basically smaller than they are now. That would go into effect now. So basically, you're giving a license for coaches just to cut people because the NCAA doesn't want to pay as many people. Once again, the NCAA being cheap. And not where's the money? Where's the money? It's a $2.8 billion lawsuit. Now, whether you were for it or against it, if someone, Ed, sues you for $2.8 billion, that means you have $2.8
billion. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's not always the case. But in this case, yeah, they definitely do. I don't know. I just think, my opinion, I think they're trying desperately desperately to remain relevant, like you need them somehow, by trying to impose this their will on teams or or conferences or whatever.
Right. And I think you're right about that. You're right. I mean, they're trying to remain relevant because they know deep down inside what I've been saying for years. They're not relevant.
They're hanging on.
They're just not relevant, my friend.
No.
Let me ask you this, and I know you get to escape this because you get the luxury of broadcasting from home right now. So I don't know. Have you been around long enough or recently enough to see the new construction that's on Falls Road?
It's been under construction forever. Which one is new now?
Right by Clarkview at 4:30. Well, not getting here around 5. At 5 in the morning. Now, Joe, I don't know you run into this as well because we get in around the same time. They actually have guided traffic where there's a flagman who's stopping you and letting you go slowly. This is at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
They're doing this. Now, I commend them for doing it at that time and not a heavy time, but my question is this. Like you said, Ed, I've been here since 2011. It feels like Falls Road has been under construction since 2012.
They're replacing all the water pipes.
Oh, that's what they're doing?
Yeah, that's why we didn't have any water yesterday. Or 2 days ago.
But it seems like to me...
They shut it off again last night.
One way or the other, Joe, it seems like... Maybe I'm wrong, Ed. It seems like Falls Road, one way or the other, has been under construction since like 2012.
Well, they do. There's always something because they have a lot of trouble with the overhanging trees. They present a danger all the time in case of a storm because, they fall in somebody's car. It could be fatal. So they're always trimming back those trees, and they've had problems with the road. And they've had water problems. That fire hydrant down the road from us was just every day.
Okay.
It was gushing until the weather.
So it's necessary.
I think so.
And by the way, 6:07 in the a.m., Gina Crash is just arriving.
Oh, good for her. That's because of construction.
And she's not in a hurry. She threw her hands up at me and twisted her mouth like, what?
What?
So Gina never disappoints. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, that's probably what they're doing. It's good that they're doing it because the pipes are old in these old eastern cities. And these water main breaks, and then it just screws everybody. Then you don't have water for a long time because it takes a while to fix them. And I remember when I was living in I lived right near 14th Street, New York, in the East Village. They paved 14th Street finally because it was a disaster. Very nice. It was nice to have a nice new road. Then they realized they had to change the pipes. They tore up the brand new road they just paved, replaced all the water pipes underneath the water mains, and then had to repave the road. So you wonder how much money was wasted there. And I just wonder what happened here. Because it seems like it's been on construction a long time.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, hopefully they get it done, but it's almost like here we go again. 410-583-1057 is the number. I'm going to bring this up a little bit later in another segment, but C.B. Buckner should not have a job. He might be the newest worst umpire in baseball, and not just because of what he did last night, but just because of what he consistently does. How on earth do you call Gunnar Henderson out on a check swing without soliciting the help of the third base umpire?
Yeah, I thought you always had to. I didn't know you had to. It was an option.
Well, sometimes it's so egregious that, umpires do call it themselves, but in that case.
Yeah, right. When it's,
It was a horrible call. It was a horrible, and then the no-call third strike in the eighth inning. Come on, man. It was right down a part of the plate, and you don't call that strike three? That sack fly should have been out number three. And the Orioles have their own issues, but my point is the umpiring in Major League Baseball, it seems to me it's almost at an all-time worst. I've never seen it this bad. Not this bad. The last 2 or 3 years, it's been epic bad.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, like in the NFL, I don't know exactly what they do because, you look up his history, right? 2 weeks ago, he blew 15 calls.
Uh-huh.
15. Last year, umpire C.B. Buckner missed 17 calls in the Giants game. August 13th of last year, that was a month earlier from the 17 call. C.B. Buckner called one of the worst games of the year. I mean, this is not new.
Yeah, that's my point. I know. Yeah. I know. So why does he? That's why I said he should not have a job. Yeah. This is consistent, man. And I just don't. I don't get it.
Yeah, no, this is, you're right on about this one because, you know, if you just a quick search of his history just tells you, okay, you know, this is not new, because even this is, I'm going back to 2024, so whatever, the Think Blue, it's a Dodger website. The title of it, it's time for MLB to do something about C.B. Buckner.
What year was this?
Last year. It was August 21st of
24.
See? LA.com. ThinkBlueLA.com. It's a Dodger website.
It's horrible. I mean, it's just absolutely horrible, the way that he, and don't tell me officials don't determine games. Don't tell me that.
Because I'm so sick of hearing that. Yeah.
They absolutely do, Ed. If they don't determine games, then why do you have them? If they're not important, then let's get rid of them. See how a game goes when you don't have them at all.
Yeah. You would enjoy this. You should just, Joe's probably doing it now, but because they break it down with evidence. Impactful, all missed calls, impactful missed calls, called strike accuracy, 82%, by the way. 9 of the 51 called strikes were actually balls. So that's a big deal.
It is a big deal because you don't know when these balls, I mean, like last night, it was obvious. That was strike three. Now, again, that sack fly should be out number three. But no, it's not. You know why? Because C.B. Buckner single-handedly extended the inning.
Yeah. And this is not, he just didn't have a bad day. This is just, this is kind of who he is.
I hate his face.
There's that.
I hate his face. I do. I mean, when I see him and they have the up-close view of him, I hate his face. I do.
Get bad face?
Yeah, he just makes me sick. Makes me absolutely sick. Hey, draft night is tonight. We want you to complete a sentence for us. We'll give it to you at 6:30, but on the other side, speaking of those birds, O's Nats recap up next on The Fan.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
We're giving up some runs early sometimes nights, and offensively, you know, it's kind of put us in the funk a little bit, I think, early, and that's happened a handful of times. And, you know, Toma going back up, they're putting a zero in the second, zero in the third, allowing our offense to kind of get going. But I'm just really happy with our effort. I thought we played extremely hard. Everybody was into it. Nobody's satisfied with how we're playing, and we're just a little short tonight. Really happy with how we played tonight.
Well, you kind of wonder whether Brandon Hodge is saying in the past he hasn't been satisfied with their effort. I'm sorry, I wonder that. I mean, if you point out effort in a loss, then I wonder if you're giving me a little hint into you weren't satisfied with the effort in some of the other games. I would love to ask him that question. Wasn't there to ask that, but I would love to ask that question. The Birds last night, what did they leave, 12 runners on base? Just 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Ed, I'm going to say this one more again, man. People look at the 24 runs they gave up on Sunday, and then they turn around and look up the 7 runs that they gave up on Tuesday. And they say pitching, pitching, pitching. But they don't look at the other games when they don't give up a ton of runs.
Mm-hmm.
And they lose those games. I would venture to say that the Birds have lost more games because of a lack of offense than a lack of defense. Last night was Exhibit A. It was another example of that.
Yeah, I think it's been going on a long time. I mean, like, at least back to last season, where people keep focusing on pitching. And I get it because, you know, all the conversation that surrounds pitching. You can't win without pitching. You need pitching in the postseason. Good pitching beats good hitting. You know, pick an expression. And those things are true. I mean, you need good pitching. But I think the offense is what's struggling. You just, with all the people, I keep saying this, like, you look at all the names on that roster, that lineup card, when it's handed in, it's like, it really aren't many easy outs on there. And they should be producing a lot more.
You should.
But last night, they ended up with 10 hits, and then they ended up with 3 runs.
And they left 12 runners on base. They were 1-for-12 with runners in score. How do you do that?
Yeah, well, 10 hits and 3 walks, and they come up with 3 runs.
And again, I'm not saying the pitching is good, not at all. But I'm also saying the pitching is doing what we had probably expected them to do.
Yeah, and they have a baked-in excuse. None of the pitchers are here. So the pitchers you're seeing are not the pitchers you thought you'd be seeing, you know, prior to the season. So, I mean, they definitely have something to, you know, an explanation as to why the pitching has not been great. But the hitting is just, it's really frustrating. Last night's game was, I don't know what's worse, to lose 24-2 or to lose 4-3 like that and leave 12 runners on base. Because they got plenty of hits last night.
Yeah.
I mean, they did. They got 10 hits, three guys reached by walk. It's a lot of base runners, to come up with almost no runs.
So last night they lost 4-3. Mm-hmm. Here's some other games. Low scoring when you didn't score enough. Jays 3-1 loss. Red Sox 3-0 loss. Royals 4-1 loss. Diamondbacks 4-3 loss. Also, I would argue, Edward, that there are games where it's low scoring for the first 4 or 5 innings, and you're getting nothing because now the pitchers try to get a little bit too cute, and they're pitching not to make mistakes, The other team tacks on runs. Mm-hmm. But I can't prove that. I can't prove that. I know what I'm watching, but there's no tangible evidence of that.
Well, the only evidence you'll have is by talking to pitchers, because they tell you that. They'll say that. You know, if the game is tight, they get tight. And they try to, they do exactly what you're saying. They got to be extremely careful, and that's not good. You like guys to be aggressive on the mound and just pitch. Be comfortable, get in your rhythm, and pitch. And they can do that if they got a cushion or they know that, the bats are hot. If they're not, then they got to be careful.
It's not the offense. Okay, Gunnar Henderson batting .212 with a slugging percentage of .394. Adley Rutschman, .214, slugging of .381. O'Hearn, he's doing well. He has a .491 slugging. Last night, he pinch hit, But Ryan Mountcastle has one home run, 239, 338 slugging. Jorge Mateo, I'll move on. Tyler O'Neill, 215, 385 slugging. Kjerstad is not doing that bad, 453 slugging. Westberg, 190, 392 slugging. Jackson Holliday is actually starting to turn it around a little bit. He's got that on-base percentage up to 300.
Two hits last night.
Yeah. So that's what's wrong. The guys that you expect to be the guys haven't been the guys.
And let's not leave my man off.
Who?
Our center fielder.
Oh, Sedgwick. Well,
If you notice, 608 slugging.
The reason why I didn't say him or O'Hearn, I didn't say O'Hearn either, because those are the guys that are producing.
Yeah, they
definitely are producing. 441 on base percentage, 608 slugging. His OPS is over 1,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's O'Hearn, 359 on base percentage, 491 slugging. His OPS is about over 800. So, yeah, those guys are definitely producing.
Yep.
Let's go to Ian and Arbutus. What's up, Ian?
Hey, Rob. Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
You know, I've been listening to you guys talk about this all week, and I wanted to call. People got to realize the pitching's not supposed to be any good.
No.
And it's not. They're not hitting the ball. They're not scoring enough runs. You know, and this has been going on since last June. When are people going to have the realization that maybe these guys that we think are guys, maybe they're not guys? And I know they have potential and they could turn it around. It's a long year. But this team's not losing games 8-7, 9-8, 10-9 like everybody said they would have, that they would be doing all year. It's getting out of hand that people can't see the real issues that sit in front of this team. So I appreciate you guys shedding light on it. It won't matter. People aren't going to listen to you. But I
thanks a lot, Ian. I mean, it's offensively, I mean, come on, man. You go 1-for-12. You lose a one-run game. When you go 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position, you had 12. You're having your opportunities. You're not cashing in on those opportunities. That's the issue right now. It's draft night. Do you think the NFL is unfair news and rumors dumping on Shedeur Sanders? Is he becoming a victim of this? We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, finish this sentence. I'll be happy with the Ravens on Friday if they Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, 33 now. So the Baltimore Ravens draft tonight, allegedly pick number 27, allegedly. We shall see, Edward, whether or not they actually pick with the 27th pick. So I want you to complete this sentence. I'll be happy with the Ravens on Friday if they what, Ed?
Well, I was going to use it as a person. I'd be happy if they picked... And one of the, it's like three guys I'm really looking at. Two I think are unrealistic. One I think they can really get, and that would be Mike Green out of Marshall,
Woo! Out of
Georgia.
It's my guy.
Who, Green?
Yes, that's been my guy now for a month.
Yeah, I mean he's predicted to go higher, obviously.
Yeah, he is.
But you never know.
Stranger things have happened.
He's not going to be a top three pick. So I mean, those are pretty set though. You know, like 1 through 4. You know, they've got a lot of picks. They always do. If they can move up, there's a chance they could snatch Mike Green. I think that'd be fantastic. Williams out of Georgia is another one, but I really prefer Green because, although Williams has got a ton of, I think he led the NCAA in sacks.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But my pick that I think is realistic and the one I'm looking at is Evan Worry out of South Carolina because I think they could use him. He's a physical freak. I think he would complement Colin Hamilton tremendously. I think they have incredible safety tandem with him back. You got these two tall, fast. Well, he's fast. He's faster than Hamilton. But, I mean, just physically gifted safeties make a huge difference. And I think he'll be available in the Ravens draft.
I'm going to completely punk out on this whole assignment. I am. I will be happy with the Ravens on Friday if they do what they do. I mean, nobody knows the Baltimore Ravens draft board like them. This is Eric DaCosta. I have no idea what they want to do at pick number 27. If they trade back because they believe that pick 37th pick is just as valuable as the 27th or has more value at number 37, then go. If they move up, which I would bet you money they're not going to do, Ed, then fine. If I have to pick, something. I'll be happy if the Baltimore Ravens at pick number 27 get an offensive lineman or a safety. Either one of those. I'll be happy with the Ravens on Friday if they get it, because I don't think there'll be a pass rusher worth it. I hear what you're saying about Mike Green. That dude ain't dropping. He ain't falling.
Ravens, he's not going in. Yeah, they have to go get him.
They'll have to go up 7 to 10 slots up to get him, if not more. Mm-hmm. So if I think you'll have value at offensive line, you'll have value at safety back there. If they get one of those guys, I'll be happy. However, if we wake up or at the end of the draft, first round, we find out that they traded back because they found more value in the top half of the second round, I'm cool with that too, because nobody knows like Eric. It's hard for me to ever. And at this point, they've worn me down. I can't. it's a boring show today after the draft with the Ravens. It's boring because whatever they did, it's going to work. Whatever.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's just we talk up. It's easier to talk about what other teams did and speculate how it worked out than to speculate what Eric DaCosta did. Or Eric DaCosta just traded back into the second round, pick number 38. All right, well, I wonder what Pro Bowler he's going to get there. I wonder what guy he's going to get there that's going to play for the next 7 years as a Raven. Just how it is with him.
Well, you may get your wish, because prepping for this, and we're talking about it for a week at least. There's two linemen out of Ohio State, and different sites have both, each of them going to the Ravens.
Yeah.
One had Josh Simmons out of Ohio State going to the Ravens, and the other had Donovan Jackson. And I'm looking at Yahoo Sports right now and just pulled this one up. Donovan Jackson is the one I saw here going, at 27 to the Ravens. Another one, I can't remember who, I think it was just ESPN. Had Josh Simmons. So if they get either of the Iowa State offensive linemen, I'd be happy as well.
410-583-1057 is the number. What's going on, Johnny and Dundalk?
Fellas, good morning. Rob, good morning. I can't agree with you more, man. I don't want the Ravens to get too cute. Don't go across the grain. Don't get rid of Andrews. Hold on to him until after minicamp. He could become more valuable if somebody gets hurt than I think in the draft.
Okay, so you'll be happy Friday if Andrews is still a Baltimore Raven.
And we pick 27th or above. Yep.
Hey, thanks a lot, my man. I love that. Don't be too cute. Be the Ravens. Ravens.
Yeah. Well, is anybody doubt that they're going to just stick with the program? I mean, just like as you said when we opened the segment, I think we all have faith in them. It used to be, I believe in Ozzie. Believe in the process and all that stuff. And Ozzie, I trust. I feel the same about EDC.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, no doubt. So, Ozzie is a Hall of Fame GM.
Yeah.
Eric DaCosta, he drafts and builds a lot of more to my liking, though. His style is more my style. You know that. I'm an offensive guy. I think Jeremy said it best. I would not be surprised if we wake up Friday morning and find out that they drafted a wide receiver. That's how Eric DaCosta is. Mm-hmm. Eric DaCosta wants to outscore you. He wants to, hey, we're going to put up 40 and figure out what you guys on the other side of the football field do. Hey, we're going to do 40. Can you score 40 today? You can't. Y'all in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in trouble. Why is the defense so good? Scheme is a part of it. But the reason the defense is also so good, because the other team is playing to try to put up multiple points quickly. We're making the clock their enemy. We're scoring early, making the clock your enemy now. Now you can't make mistakes. What happens when you can't make mistakes? You just talked about the Orioles pitchers, pitching not to make mistakes. What happens when you do that? You make mistakes.
Yeah.
Ozzie Newsome is a Hall of Fame GM, period. Eric DaCosta drafts more to my liking, though.
I think when all said and done, you have DaCosta in the same conversation. He's been ranked the best GM in football by his peers. He's built a tremendous team. He's done so many things that I like as well. Was the one thing that Ozzie would not do was make in-season trades, or he would tend not to make big splashes like that. And we've seen him, Eric, do this. Even ones that didn't work out, like Thomas, Earl Thomas, it didn't work out for personality reasons. But when they acquired him, I was thrilled. He was the best safety of his cohort at the time. And they went out and got him, and they paid. I mean, they gave him a good contract. They paid. He ended up being a jerk.
But that was a good move, though.
It was a good move, though.
Yeah. I would venture to say, Ed, I would bet you money that the conversation back in the Lamar draft went a lot like this. This is what we hear, Ozzy. This is your last draft, but I would sure love to get back in the first round and get my quarterback.
Yeah,
I bet you the conversation went like that. I bet you it did. Let's go to Parkville to get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, much like the last caller, I think you know the Ravens are going to do the Ravens, and you make a good point. It's like it's real hard to critique DaCosta because he does such a good job, and I've heard it from different people that this is a thin draft, so I think he'll even do better as compared to his counterparts, his other 31 counterparts for the other teams, most of them anyway. So I'm just looking forward. Usually on the back end, that's when you see the fruits of the labor that went into it.
Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah. Appreciate the call, Chris. Has Shedeur Sanders become a target around the NFL? We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, do you think Mark Andrews is a Raven come Friday morning? We already had a listener say that's his thing. Our buddy in Dundalk said he'll be happy if he hears that. If he doesn't get traded on Friday night, do you think it's safe to say he'll be here by the end of the draft? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
6:48 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. So much is rumored about Mark Andrews. Ed, do you find it funny that Mark Andrews, as good as he is, a lot of this possible trade talk has not reached the national news? I mean, you're talking about a three-time Pro Bowler and a former All-Pro.
Yeah, I am a little surprised. I mean, I think to me, he remains one of the best tight ends in football. So it's just, you know, I mean, if it was Kelsey, obviously everyone would be talking about it, but that has a lot to do with who he's involved with. But, I mean, Kittle will be the same way. I don't quite get it. Like, whenever there's a premier player, you get a lot of conversation. He's certainly one of those. And I'm just going to go down the line, like Ertz or Kittle or whatever. These guys, I think, would get more national discussion, and I'm a little surprised, especially given the way, you know, the season ended for him. It was such a kick in the nuts with the, you know, the drop passes. They frankly cost him the game. If he catches a two-point conversion, he catches that one in the middle of the field, that would have kept the drive alive. But I do think it's a little curious, and I'm actually surprised at how many people are talking about him locally.
Well, see,
happy to see him go. And I like Likely as well, but I'm just a little surprised.
You went another direction with it. You went in if there was somebody else. The direction I'm going in is this. A lot of these guys, Schefter and these guys that cover the NFL, they have friends around the league who are agents and general managers.
Yeah.
So I'm going with this. The fact that they're not talking about it may mean there's nothing to it. Maybe they check their sources and there's nothing to this. It's a lot of chatter, but they can't find anyone that's linked to Mark Andrews. That's what I'm going. Normally when the national meet, when you hear about things locally and it's a player of this elk, you know, we heard Lamar Jackson and the Ravens were close to contract. We heard that. And what, a week later it was done. Because these guys, you know, the local guys and the national guys, but Schefter, these guys they're dialed into a different level. And when you normally, when they're not talking about it, that often means there's not a whole lot to it.
That's a good point. Yeah. And that may very well be the case because I don't really see it. He's not someone I'd like to see the Ravens get rid of.
Me either.
Yeah. So I'd be very happy to keep him.
I think I'm always, if you can afford them and you have more weapons, the more weapons, the better for me. There's no such thing as too many weapons. It's the offensive coordinator's job to figure out how to use the weapons, man. I'm not worried about, well, you've got too many tight ends. You've got too many wide receivers. Well, if it doesn't bother your salary cap, then there's no such thing.
Yep.
If you have somebody else you want and Mark Andrews is costing you from getting them and that other person is more important helping you win, okay, that's fine. But if you can have all of them, especially for 1 year, then you keep them.
Mm-hmm.
You keep them all and you make the defense play more guessing games because now you have – think about all the guys you put out on the field at one time.
Oh, you could, yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest weapon of them all is number eight.
Yeah.
When your quarterback is that dude, that's just a great offense. Ravens just, I mean, and this goes back to the frustration of the fans, why this team hadn't won.
Yeah, right. But they got to, I think what they need to do, honestly, is just to look at exactly what you said, why they haven't won. Look at that, because I don't think it's a personnel issue. It's just not. You know, it's just things have happened. I mean, the personnel on the field, like with Andrews in that case, yeah. But I mean, I don't think it's a roster that's been built poorly or anything like that.
I agree with you. I don't think it's a personnel issue. I think it's the issue of the personnel,
the execution at the time. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, the more I look at it, man, the less I blame coaching. I mean, coaching doesn't stop you, doesn't make you miss a 2-point conversion. Coaching doesn't make you miss a ball in the middle of the field. Coaching doesn't make you throw an interception. Coaches doesn't make you do that. That's player execution. That's, you know, if you drop the ball while you're wide open and the coach did his job, he called the play to get you wide open. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
He did his job.
Yeah.
If you fumbled as you're crossing the end zone, like our young wide receiver did a couple of years ago in the AFC Championship game, well, the coach did his job. He called the play to free you up to get to the end zone.
Well, just think about it. Whenever I see these, we have these discussions, I think about our own little amateur, you know, athletic careers. And I know you were an offensive player, but even on defense, do you know how many times during practice you practice catching footballs with us?
Yeah.
We did high point drills. We did tip drills. We did all kinds. And you did these drills every single day of catching footballs, teaching you how to properly catch, thumbs together, palms open, fingers spread, you know, together, catch with your hands, not your body, all these things. You do this 5 days a week. Then there's a game. If you've done this, I played for 10 years, a little boy through college. So, I mean, these guys have played longer. You know what I mean? They've been doing this for like 15 years, 10 years, 15 years of just practicing this skill. Sometimes you drop them. That's what happens. It's not a coaching issue.
410-583-1057. Let's go to our radio superstar.
Oh, yeah.
He is national now. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Right.
He's talking to his agent.
Rashawn? Rashawn, are you there? Yeah, we're going to let him go. That's what we're going to do. Now, you're listening on a delay, and you're going to hear the fact that we let you go. You know what he's doing, don't you? He's jacking up somebody's BGE bill. That's what those dudes do, man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Gordon McGinnis is, check us a little bit later. What did you say, Joe?
I miss Gordon. Glad he's back.
Yeah, me too. On the other side, do you think that the NFL is unfairly spreading rumors and news about Shador Sanders? Has he become a victim in all of this? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.